USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being attorney general of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Sexual assaults in the U.S. military on the rise still, as a new Pentagon survey shows they were up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. It finds members ages 17 to 24 and female are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was observed at the White House last night when President Trump and the First Lady hosted a dinner for over 100 faith leaders.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus.
At a hearing in London today, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange declared he will not surrender to a U.S. extradition request that was issued because of his alleged role in the release of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. Facing a corruption scandal, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh is to hold a news conference shortly to address her future plans. She's been on paid leave. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue. A Chinese family caught up in the college admission cheating scandal reportedly paid millions to get their daughter into Stanford. Reports are Yuzi Zhao, who also goes by the name Molly, was admitted to the Northern California school in the spring of 2017, and the family from Beijing paid $6.5 million to a Newport Beach businessman to get that child into the university. The businessman's pleaded guilty to the charges, along with parents and coaches entangled in the controversy, though this Chinese family has not yet been formally charged. And some new laws and rules in effect at Disney parks effective today. They're banning smoking, wagons, and oversized strollers at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.